morning and welcome to The Breakfast Show. You are listening right across Australia on 87.6, 87.8 or 88, wherever you are on the Faith FM network. This morning, you are joined by myself, Lawson. In the studio, I've got my good friend Brian helping us out, as well as producer Shell, and we are not in the Faith FM studio. We are not in Newcastle or Currumbong or Currycurry or anywhere where we've normally broadcasted from. Right now, we are at Stewart's Point Convention Centre having an amazing time at the Big Camp Convention. I got to thank, actually, my good friend Brian for coming in and joining us this morning. Brian, how are you?
I appreciate it. I'm doing very well this morning.
Yeah, I am so glad you could be here with us. Of course, we were expecting Joseph to be with us and he is even here, but we ran an awesome booth yesterday for Super Sunday at Big Camp. Now, for those listening who don't know what Big Camp is, it is an amazing Christian convention. There are thousands of people here getting together, considering the Word of God, worshiping God. And Super Sunday, we want to run an awesome booth promoting Faith FM, saw a few of our listeners and whatnot. But throughout the day, Joseph was getting croakier and croakier and croakier. So I've got Brian in. Brian, thank you for joining us. Brian's actually here with me. We're running the worship band for the young adults tent, as we are both young adults. But you're doing well, Brian. You're sleeping well, keeping up with food.
Yeah, great. You've been kind enough to put me up in a tent, and I'm sleeping good.
Brian's also, he's been my chauffeur. He drove us up here, so we've been so, so blessed and really happy to be here early on this Monday morning to do radio. And I've been talking to people throughout the camp. If you're listening from Big Camp right now, send us a message, 0491-064-669. Let us know how you're doing, how you're finding it. Maybe you're up here for the weekend and now you've escaped off home, or maybe you're at a different Big Camp. We know that there's a few running across Australia right now. Well, in today's show, we are going to be talking about Australia and online censorship. We are going to be talking about, this was told to me by Brian, the hardest geezer. Okay. The I think the most amazing old person. And we're going to be doing an interview with Carly Fletcher and continuing our Bible study on the great controversy, the battle between good and evil.
You're listening to the Breakfast Show podcast on Faith FM. Positively different.
I love that you're here with us, Brian, joining us this morning. Also, Shell, getting it done and doing some setup work, making sure everything's sorted out. When we get into this remote location, we do have some question marks and some ums and ahs. We're kind of in the bush, but we're ready to go.
Yeah, it's always a little bit scary coming to a new location, we're giving it a go. And I also want to just thank Brian for being a Minuteman.
Yes.
He jumped in to help us with producing while I'm going to be going away to America. And now he's jumped in to help us with hosting.
Brian is our guy. Hey, Brian, thank you. We are going to get into some quiz questions. Before we do, actually, got a few text messages coming in. Firstly, listening from Big Camp, go Kiwis. That's from Ben, actually a good friend of mine, Ben. He's like, I saw him last night in one of the tents, in the young adult tent. He's like, I will be listening tomorrow. We'll be listening tomorrow. And look, they've come through on their promise. And then Braden writing in, I wish I was at Stewart's Point for the camp. It is a lovely venue, but alas, I have to work. And that's classic.
Well, an upside for you, Braden, is that we're getting so much rain.
Yeah.
At the moment. We're hoping that it's clearing up today, though.
Yeah, true. It is starting, it's a beautiful blue sky outside of the window here. That's actually one of the biggest upsides. Actually, both of you guys have turned back, back towards the window. I'm sitting here looking at beautiful blue skies, green trees. Like, this venue is just incredible. But hey, let's get our first quiz question for today, which, guys, there are some special prizes on offer with this one. If you can get that for us, Brian.
The first question for the trivia today is this. Fill in the blank. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my blank.
Okay, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my blank. If you know what this word is, 0491-064-669 is our number to text. If you text in with the correct answer, you will go into the draw to win a prize. But guys, these draws aren't happening at the end of the week like they usually do, but rather every single day at 8:45 a.m. while we're here at camp, we are going to be spinning the wheel and giving you guys Faith FM merch. Our prize up for grabs today is a Faith FM t-shirt, and we'll throw in some stickers and magnets for you as well to be a blessing. But hey, if you know the answer to this one, 0491 064 669, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my blank. Brian, what is happening in the world of positively different news this morning?
I'm so glad you asked, because this morning, a female astronaut known as Catherine Bennell Pegg, she's actually Australian, and she graduates today. What's really cool about this is that she's not only the first Australian female astronaut, the Australian Space Agency has written that she is the first astronaut that is trained under the Australian flag.
So she, in that sense, she's received Australian training?
That's what I would think. You can follow her career story online, and you can see that she's gone over to the UK, and she's been involved in all sorts of, she's actually did a lot of her training in Sydney, and then over in Germany as well. I'm not entirely sure what it means by being trained under the Australian flag, but they're saying it's a first.
Amazing. Well, this is the thing. As an Australian, you know, Aussie pride, we'll claim it. We'll say, hey, no, she's the first. She's the first.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, actually. Been really leading into just giving back and showing what people can reach for the stars and different charities. And yeah, literally. She's worked with Engineers Without Borders over in India and some really cool things.
Wow, this lady sounds pretty remarkable. Like, not only is she, like, I feel like it's an astonishing and incredible career goal to become an astronaut, but furthermore to, you know, enable those who are impoverished and whatnot to be able to follow in the similar pursuits, particularly as India is currently trying to, you know, get a space program going. They have sent something to the moon. So yeah, wow, fantastic stuff that she's doing over there.
Yeah, super cool. In the another news highlight for charity, back on April 7, we have a man named as Russ Cook. He goes by the Hardest Geezer online.
That is the most epic name ever. Hardest Geezer. So what makes him what makes him so legendary?
Yeah, when I think of Hardest Geezer, I think of people like David Goggins and stuff, right?
Yeah, guys who go and run ultra super marathons.
Well, turns out we're not that far. That your instinct is perfect.
Okay.
This man is a 27-year-old male, so he's not that old.
Did you say 27?
27.
I thought he was a geezer. Right? Why does he call hold on. We're talking about David Goggins. He's younger than David Goggins.
Yes.
Okay, he's 27.
Yes, he is. And he just finished on April 7th a 16,300-kilometer run.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, 16,300 kilometers.
Okay.
It had him crossing 16 countries, and he did it over a period of 352 days.
Wow. 16,000 kilometers. Because I was like expecting, I'm like, okay, David Goggins, like 100 miles in one day or whatever, like, you know, 16,000 kilometer run. Where did it start and end? Where did he go through?
Yeah, so that's what makes it even more impressive. He did it across Africa.
Okay.
He went from the southernmost tip of Africa, went up, and he didn't just draw a straight line to the north of Africa. He went up the West Coast, and then he took the little, you know how it bows out on the side?
Yeah,
he took the long way.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd have to. I'd imagine that he was probably trying to avoid some pretty gnarly and dangerous places, you know, which is such is the case when trying to do stuff like that through Africa. But yeah, that is incredible.
Yeah, he actually did encounter some problems in being able to cross borders and things like that. And because of his outreach, his media presence, he was able to get courtesy visas for transit through some of these countries. To date, as of when I looked at the article on April 7, when he finished his race, to date, he had raised over £950,000.
Okay, that is amazing. £950,000. So like British currency, essentially.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So this guy running for charity, risking his life as well, but also not just risking his life, but making life actively hard for himself, like doing something seriously amazing. and raising money. What was the, do you have there the cause that he was raising money for?
I didn't particularly. I searched a few news articles. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, but okay. But for charity, for people in need, you know, likely medical, that's a lot of what a lot of fitness things revolve around. That's incredible. That is such an incredible story. At the peak of my powers, you know, are you a runner, Brian?
I would like to. I've got a lifelong dream of doing 100 milers one day.
Oh, wow. Have you done like a marathon before?
The closest I've come is a half.
Uh-huh. At the peak of my powers, I was like, I could go out and stomp a 21K and feel decent by the end.
Yep.
But 16,000 kilometers over a year, like he would just on the grind every day.
That I like how you amazing. Said stomp. That's really funny because that's actually the words that he used, quoting.
Yeah.
He got to day 200 of this whole journey and he was feeling like weak and he was like, maybe I need a health checkup. How my bones are doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
And he's just feeling a bit of pain and he got checked up. He's totally fine. And so he's like, okay, well, if it's not a body issue, I just need to, you know, get over this pain, take some pain meds. And he called it zombie stomp my way down the road.
Dude, that's like zombie stomp. That is such an epic term. That is like when you're going out running 5 a.m., something like that, and you're just trying to get your legs into it for the first 1K. And you're just like, just keep going. And then those last couple of Ks as well, just like, oh, just one leg in front of the other. But this guy for hundreds of days, 16,000 kilometers. This is such an epic story. And it's inspiring as well. Firstly, to do things that are charitable, that are noble, that help others. But secondly as well, to get into a fitness streak, to do something here, to download Strava or whatever it may be and just get one foot in front of the other. Like, and it's awesome to hear, like, you know, he'll have amazing stories from this. He'll have an amazing testimony to share of you know, such an incredible experience as well. Yeah,
and he's not even finished. So he's finished the Africa thing, but he's already pledged to go back to Africa and do more racing for charity. And he just was running the London Marathon.
Oh,
so like he's just on a roll.
This guy is locked into the running game. That is inspiring.
You're listening to the Breakfast Joe podcast on Faith FM. Positively different.
And we need to get into our next quiz question. If you can get that for us, please, Brian.
Absolutely. So the quiz question is this. Caleb's nephew became a judge of Israel. What was his name? Was it Othniel, Onesius, or Obadiah? I'll say that again. Caleb's nephew became a judge of Israel. What was his name? Was it Othniel, Onesius, or Obadiah?
Now, while we are at Big Camp, we are doing a draw every day. We are spinning the wheel, giving out prizes. Today's prize will be an amazing Faith FM t-shirt. If you saw me here at Big Camp yesterday, actually, you would have seen me rocking one of our new apparel. We absolutely love these shirts. We want to give one to you absolutely for free. The only way to win it is by texting in with the correct answer at 0491-064-669. What was that, Brian, if you can get that question for us again?
That is, Caleb's nephew became a judge of Israel. What was his name? Was it Othniel, Onesimus, or Obadiah? So we're looking for the nephew's name here.
Amazing. Hey, 0491-064-669. Getting some more text messages in about Big Camps, because these conventions, they run all over Australia. Australia's kind of divided up into their states, and usually, you know, North New South Wales, South New South Wales, in terms of church conferences and whatnot. And I just got a text here from Suzanne. She says, our family just came back from South Australian Big Camp. It was such an uplifting experience and time of fellowship. I purchased a stash of good and spiritual books, and health books as well for myself and others, including another Revive Cafe cookbook, which of course, shout out to our amazing friends over in New Zealand, Revive Cafe cookbooks, Jeremy Dixon, awesome stuff. I totally recommend attending Big Camp in your state if you can make it. Hey, maybe you're listening this morning and you live near, so Stewart's Point, it's near Kempsey, it's between Kempsey and Coffs Harbour, that kind of area. And maybe you're like, oh, what is this Big Camp? I want to come along. I want to check it out. And you have work all through the week. Maybe, just maybe, line something up so that this weekend for Saturday and Sunday, you can come along and be really blessed by some incredible messages. I think at least Friday night and Saturday. And you can even come along to the tent where Brian and I are doing some music there. It'll be a blessing to you. We are getting some answers in as well. So thanks, guys. Send in. Do you want to get that one for us just one more time? That question there.
That is, Caleb's nephew became a judge of Israel. What was his name? Was it Othniel, Onesimus, or Obadiah?
Awesome. Hey, 0491-064-669. That is the number to text. In the news today, Australia is involved in some very international news regarding social media and censorship. Now, this is over. We've had some really tragic events happen in the last couple of weeks, in particular the Bondi stabbings and then the Waverley Church stabbings as well, the stabbing of Bishop Mari Emanuel. Both of these have been not only talked about domestically but internationally as well. This Bondi Church stabbing being, you know, one of the worst mass killings in Australia for years and years, for decades. But also the conversation surrounding Bishop Mari Emanuel being that stabbing was religiously motivated, it has sparked, you know, international conversation and religious conversation online about this particular incident and event. Wow. Now, on social media, there have been, in particular, particularly Twitter, there have been videos of the event floating around and lots of discourse surrounding it. And the Australian government has been working to shut these down, to get them deleted, to get them nuked. And the meta social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, and whatnot, it's pretty easy to do so because content like that is banned. Like, you know, to show content where someone, you know, is violently harmed like that, that isn't like a professional sport, boxing or whatever, it can be immediately shut down as a result. But on X, on Twitter, the Elon Musk social media platform, such isn't the case. The social media platform actually has the ability to show 18 plus content, to show harmful content. And Elon Musk is defending the right for X to be able to keep up both the video of the stabbing and also the discourse surrounding it. Now, they do have some checks and balances. If violence is being incited as a result of these comments on X, on Twitter, they will shut it down. Yeah. They will, you know, if they're saying, hey, we should go and be violent as a result of this, if people are trying to rev other people up to, you know, to go and do violent things, they will shut it down. But they're like, the conversation regarding this particular thing that has taken place, we will not shut down. And as a result, now they're receiving a $500,000 fine per day from the Australian government to get this video, to get this discourse shut down. This is a very interesting situation because as an Australian, like on one hand, I sympathize with the Australian government here. I'm like, this is violent content and it was a crime perpetrated because, and we've talked about this on The Breakfast Show, because the young man who was the person committing the crime here, the stabbing, was exposed to extremist violent content on TikTok and Twitter and Facebook, whatever it may be, extremist Islamic content, and was motivated then to go and do this evil thing. But on the other hand, again, the discourse surrounding that, and I think the vital conversations that probably need to be had over this kind of situation, it's I don't think it's a positive thing to shut them down either. And for Elon Musk, he's like, no, X is supposed to be the bastion of free speech. What are we going to do about this? What's your initial thoughts and reactions, Brian? How do you feel?
Oh, man. The first thought goes, isn't X a American company? Are the Australian government able to find American companies like that?
Well, this is the big question. Well, X operates in Australia. They have an Australian office and whatnot. But then X is like, you are trying to globally suppress us and censor us. You are trying to enact Australian law globally, which isn't possible, which then Australia is saying, well, we do have the ability to do that because this is a situation that unfolded in Australia. This is Australian content. But then X is like, no, this isn't Australian content. As soon as someone uploaded this, this is X's content.
So
there's this big back and forth happening as a result. Yeah, we would love to know what you think. 0491-064-669. Violent content like this that is from real life, where people are having a discourse surrounding it. What do you think should be the result? Should it just be nuked? Should it be taken down? Or should it be kept up? Hey, I want to share this. I want to share this from the Bible regarding what we see, regarding what we hear. The Bible in Philippians 4, verse 8. This is a classic passage. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever is just, and whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, does this stop our ability from observing violent, you know, things taking place? Well, I think, you know, the Bible is a book, and you can open up and say the book of Judges, for example, and be very shocked by some incredibly graphic and gnarly violence, obviously through word, it's not a video. But I think it's important to root ourselves in God, to get ourselves solid into what it is that we believe, into God's ideals for our life. And then, you know, this enables us, I think, to be able to process and to deal with the traumatic things of this life, you know. And I think particularly of, you know, those who were at that church, those who were first responders at that church, those who were, you know, helping Bishop Marmari, you know, with his wounds, those who were subduing the attacker and also the attacker and was stabbed as well, like going through such a traumatic experience. I think the best thing that we can do is find a peaceful solution from this, to find a God-worthy solution from this. But again, the censoring on social media, I'm not quite sure. I'm a bit on the fence with this. Would love to know how you guys feel. 0491-064-669. But we can put the principle first forward, which is that, hey, let's meditate on God. Let's meditate on the instructions that he's given us, the counsel that he's given us, the love that he has for us first and foremost. Hey, we've got a quick question here coming through from Rachel. She says, my question, where are this teen's parents? Another example of kids having too much unsupervised time on devices. This is something that we actually discussed with Joseph. The parents came out and were just utterly and absolutely shocked at what had taken place. There were some early warning signs regarding, you know, whether this kid was okay. He was, you know, sharing some extremist views with his peers, but no one had taken it seriously. In fact, he had made threats
to the Breakfast Joe podcast.
No one had taken it seriously until this. So I think this is a really cautionary tale for parents as well. But we've discussed that on the Breakfast Show. But yeah, in terms of wiping it from social media, and also I think a greater question here about kids and their relationship with social media should happen too. Hey, we're going to continue on right now. We've got Carly Fletcher, Pray and Don't Lose Heart. She is going to be in the studio right after this, talking to us about her music.
Sometimes it seems that my prayers go unanswered, day after day after day. And sometimes it seems that my prayers don't get through, and I want to give up on you. But we must keep on praying and trusting in God, because he hears our every word. Pray and don't lose heart, my child. Cry out to me day and night. I hear your prayers. I am the God who cares. Pray and don't lose heart.
Sometimes it seems that I'm praying again and again and again, and sometimes it seems that nothing is happening, and I don't want to wait on you. But we must keep on praying and waiting on God, because his faithfulness will see us through. Pray and don't lose heart, my child.
He cares.
Pray and don't lose heart, my child. Cry out to me day and night. I hear your prayers. I am the God who cares. Pray and don't lose heart. Pray and don't lose heart.
That was Carly Fletcher with Pray and Don't Lose Heart. You are joining us in the studio this morning, and I've got someone very interesting sitting beside me. In fact, it's Carly Fletcher. But before we get to you, Carly, we are going to have our next quiz question. Thank you, Brian.
Quiz question for today. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This phrase was written on the wall during a feast held by what Babylonian ruler? I'm going to give you four options here. Mm-hmm. Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, or Cyrus. So that's mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This phrase was written on the wall during a feast held by a Babylonian ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, or Cyrus.
Yes. And more embarrassingly, it was the one who wet himself. If you know the answer, 0491-064-669. I mean, that would be a pretty scary situation if God's writing on a wall beside you and basically quoting and informing you of your complete and utter destruction and downfall. But hey, 0491-064-669. Again, those options, Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, or Cyrus. Let us know. And I will say that's A, Nebuchadnezzar, B, Belshazzar, C, Darius, and D, Cyrus, because those are C, Darius, and D, Cyrus, because those are some pretty hard names to write. Hey, 0491-064-669. That is the number to text if you know the answer. And if you do, you will go into the draw to win Faith FM merch, not at the end of the week, but today we are spinning the wheel at 8:45 a.m. Again, Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, or Cyrus, many, many tekel upharsin, who, when written on the wall, who was the king at the time when many, many tekel upharsin was written on the wall of Babylon. 0491-064-669. In the studio with us, we've got our good friend of the show, been on here before, quite a few times actually, Carly Fletcher. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Carly, I have so much time for you on The Breakfast Show. If you don't know this, firstly, I think your music's amazing. But secondly, Carly was actually, quick, you know, history. Carly was the first person to ever give me a Bible study.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2016. She's like, oh, I don't remember. Maybe she does.
With Elise, maybe?
Yeah, with Elise. Yeah, the first Bible study that I had ever done in my life, in my house, sitting on my couch when I was, you know, considering Christianity. Carly Fletcher was there opening the Bible with me, doing an amazing job. I should say Carly Fletcher, also Carly Kaczynski, as you know, married and whatnot. But you are making music for us. We play your songs on The Breakfast Show all the time, and you are continuing that. You've got new music coming out.
Yes, yeah, just finishing a fourth album at the moment.
So amazing. Now, I love talking to musicians about their music making process, what inspired them. Now, this album is titled In the Ant. In the end, quite final, you know, very, you know, it's a title that makes me, want to rush and to understand, what are we coming to the end of? What was the thoughts there behind that title? Why did you come to that?
God just gave me a song based on a Bible verse in Jeremiah. So it's in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31. And it basically says, "The prophets prophesy falsely and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end?"
Wow.
So okay. It's like, God is really like
calling for decision.
Yeah, he's like, do you want to listen to lies and believe lies, or are you willing to actually find out about God and find the truth, and what will you do in the end?
Yeah, and particularly in in the time of Jeremiah as well, if we look at that historically, like we're talking about a series of prophets who have come through and have been ignored, killed, you know, again, all of them over that, you know, 300 years, just warning the people, you will be destroyed if you keep disobeying God. Mm-hmm. They don't listen. And then, yeah, Jeremiah being one of those last prophets before the captivity, he's like, hey, what will you do in the end? That's powerful. That is powerful. So you've, you know, that has been the theme going in. You've thought, okay, you want to bring people to decision. And particularly, I could imagine, you know, to Christ, like decision regarding their stance before Jesus.
Yes, yeah. It's like you can do anything. You can follow whatever your heart desires. You can, you know, follow any ideology. But then when it comes to it, Jesus does say, I am the way and the truth and the life. And, yeah, we all have to answer to him at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, regarding process, you know, you've come to this in your heart, you're like, this is what I want to follow. When did you start writing songs? When did you start, you know, start putting music together and going on that journey of, hey, this is going to become a material thing?
I probably started when I was a teenager because my older sister was songwriting and I was following in her footsteps. And but it probably became more meaningful when I went to the Arise Bible College.
Ah, okay.
So God really, I'm a very shy person naturally, and God really convicted me. He's like, hey, I've given you all these songs, but you're not doing anything with them. What are you going to do with them? So that's when I was like, okay, God, I'll record that first CD.
And now, to date, you've populated three released albums with all of those songs, and going into In the End, was it a quick process? Was it, you know, were you just like pumping out songs or how long has it been? Because I believe the last album would have come out 2021, 2020, around that time.
Well, I had three kids in between, so we had a bit of a slowdown in the process. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to make sure I was not allowing that to just take over everything and just push the kids aside, you know.
Yeah.
Because they become your, you know, your ministry and your...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it just... I was chipping away slowly at songs now and then and, yeah, so that took a bit longer than than previous albums, but, yeah.
But, okay, got your songs on paper, you've played them. When did you start picking up the recording for this? Has that been a long process as well or...?
Do you mean like going into
the studio? Yeah, going into the studio and laying down tracks.
I probably started that like 2 years ago for this one.
For this album, wow. Yeah.
So it was with Reese in the studio.
Yeah, but, amazing.
Yeah, it's just been a bit of a stretched out process. So I was really trying to push to get it.
Well, I think that's fantastic because you could probably say that this album has maybe the most intention of it. If it's been over such a period of time, you've had time to refine, you've had time to go through, you've had time to go comb through it and say, hey, which songs, which tracks are living up to this theme the best and will really carry that message of bringing people to decision. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I'd love to know, you know, and I think being involved in music ministry, are there testimonies that have come to you from that of the effect of your music?
One interesting one was... I had a guy who donated on the GoFundMe because we were fundraising for the project. And he basically said that listening to some of my albums really helped him have a greater understanding of like the Godhead concept, you know, how we have the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit being God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to do with Trinity and things like that. And he said it had a really positive impact on him and his family. Because he'd been going down some other paths that were maybe not so biblical.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, praise God. Like, I didn't even try to do that. Yeah. But God's word is so powerful that it doesn't return to him void. It doesn't, like, there's always some impact from his word.
That's beautiful. You know, I have been blessed to be a part of previously some of your song musical endeavors, and and you know, it occasionally comes out on Faith FM, you know, that will play I think it was either Broken Systems or Unfathomable. It'll be, hey, I'm a vocalist on this, that's cool. But seeing that process that you go through and basing those songs on scriptures, and that's about, like, for me, like, my thing is radio and giving Bible studies and trying to teach people the truth through that. But that medium of music to actually give people God's word and to bring them to convicted positions of truth, that is powerful. That is amazing. Praise, and I think I think it shows me the power that music has. Mm. And this is, you know, on Faith FM, we have ideals, we have standards for the music that we want to pray, which, Carly, you know, you pass our tests with flying colors, because we're like, we want to give people music that is giving them a beautiful picture of a beautiful and a true picture of who God is. And so we are so appreciative that you're endeavoring to do that. Now, in the end, run us through some of the songs that you've got on that album, you know, some of the thoughts behind them.
So one of them is called The Wheat and the Weeds, with Anders Svensson. I think you play a bit of his stuff too on Faith FM. Oh,
we love him. Yeah.
So that one is, it's like, the wheat and the weeds are growing together for all the world to see.
Mm.
The fruit of a life lived for good or for evil for all eternity. So it's like, what are you growing in your heart? Are you growing, you know, in God's good soil, or are you allowing those other things, like the thorns and things, to sneak in and like, yeah.
Yeah, wow. We have
sort of great controversy thing.
Yeah. Talking about sneaking in as well, like, we've got the wheat and the tares there. Talking about sneaking in, we've been chatting actually on the breakfast show about, you know, what people behold and what they're being influenced by and what they're letting overtake their life, and and how valuable it is rather than dwell on things that are evil and ugly, but rather to be rooted in Christ. And so that's powerful. I think that is a very applicable and appropriate topic to talk about, particularly in a world that is trying to continually bombard us with information that is taking us away from God. Hey, Brian, you've got a question there. What do you want to ask?
Yeah, I'm curious about the different influences. You say God has given you a lot of this music to be given. I'm wondering, as you've progressed across these albums, are there other influences? As your family or your kids brought that out in your music? And in this album, do you have a particular favorite song?
That's a good question. I think definitely, like life, being married and kids, it definitely has influenced some of my songs. We've done a couple kids songs too, on, like, we're releasing two of them with this album. One of them is called Daniel Prayed, about, you know, through every situation, what does Daniel do? He prays. So just a fun kids song. And I would say probably my favorite one at the moment is Eileen. It's basically talking about, like, when I'm not strong enough, when I can't do it, I lean on Jesus.
I thought it was Eileen. Like, I was going, oh, who'd you write the song about? Like, who's Eileen? But, okay, I lean on Jesus. That's awesome. That is powerful.
Yeah. Different Eileen. That one just really encourages me personally, because, God, it talks about how God is our refuge and strength. And
amen.
Yeah, amazing. We actually have Inside Out coming up. That's going to be the next song playing. Give us some thoughts on that one, Inside Out.
So that one I wrote when I was a teenager, actually. Oh. So that is
This is a callback. Bringing it into the fold. Awesome.
That's right. So, that one's with Kate Garriga. And that one, I was just thinking about this concept of, like, so many times we just look at people on the outside and we make a judgment, like, what they're like and what they're about, and we kind of, it's not always a good thing. So it's like turning it the other way around. Why don't we start instead looking first at what's on the inside rather than just the outside?
Wow.
So that was sort of the main thoughts behind that one, and how God, you know, it says God looks at the heart, doesn't he?
Exactly.
He doesn't look at the outside so much.
And, of course, Jesus would admonish people for having, you know, being outwardly, you know, religious, but what did he call the Pharisees? Inwardly whitewashed tombs. And and that's because that is exactly where Jesus was looking. He was looking for people with hearts seeking after God. Hey, we've got about a minute left. Is there any thoughts that you want to leave with us going into this last album and before we get into this song? Anything that has really stood out, a message that you want to leave with us that stands out to you?
I think something that God's been really convicting me about lately is, like, even on the way to camp, it's like, don't just live for what's coming next. Mm. Like, keeping on thinking, oh, I'm just living for this next thing. Live now in the moment and see, like, ask God, how can I make this moment more beautiful with you, God? Like, not just like, oh, I'm going to be, you know, doing this in the future and whatever, but yeah. And think about where are you going to be in the end? Are you going to be with God or by yourself? Or
amazing stuff. Quick question. Where can we find this music?
good question.
We'll be able to
sort
out.
We'll have to do it online. Like, we're going to get it online.
Yeah, we're going
to
get it online. Probably, you know, Bandcamp and whatnot. We'll be able to send some links and promote that as well. But right now we've got Carly Fletcher, Inside Out.
It's not what's on the outside that matters. Jesus can see our hearts. The things we see can get in the way. We need to learn to look a different way. Take a look, but on the inside, you can try and pretend that everything is fine. It's time to start from the inside. So many times we judge by the outside. Jesus knows everything. The things we see all fade away. What is the state of your heart today? Take a look, but on the inside, you can try and pretend that everything is fine. God can see right into you. Maybe it's time to start from the inside. Outside is different, to inside we can't see. Jesus to show us what he sees. We look on the outside. Jesus sees the heart. Help us, Father, please show us what we are. Take a look, but on the inside, you can try and pretend that everything is fine. God can see right into you. Maybe it's time to start from the inside. Maybe it's time to start from the inside. Maybe it's time to start from the inside.
Thanks for being a part of the Faith FM family. Join our community on Facebook or get in touch at 1-800-FAITH-FM.